nest within there. We went through this on a little issue on Sherwood before, too. Amplification of the sound and the lighting and just cleaning it up. If a restaurant, beautiful restaurant, comes in there, great. But if just kind of control those issues. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that has signed up that wishes to speak at this time? Do you have something to readdress, ma'am?
Yes, the options of cleanup, because burn-off was one of the options.
Do you mind to step back up and state your name? That way we know who's talking. I'm sorry.
We spoke to two of the guys yesterday, and they were very nice. Steve Sarkissian is very nice. I mean, we like the man, but the options, according to one of the men, it's going to be impossible to take all of those logs off of that steep cliff. And I agree with you. It is a steep cliff, and they've been pushed over. And how you can get a cable down there and pull them up with the truck, I don't know about that. But it's got to be taken care of, because just cleaning off that top part, and you can see the pictures. I think picture two and three, or one and two, they address the logs. You can see them. So.
And once again, your name again.
Susan Rewalt. Yeah.
Okay. Just so that's in the minutes. Okay. Is there anyone else wishes to speak at this time? Okay. If not, I would ask the applicant, would you mind just please step up again, and then we'll give you a chance to answer concerns and address any concerns that you've heard at this point. So it sounds pretty consistent. People are wanting to see that hillside cleaned up. That seems to be one of the biggest concerns. And then the lighting and the noise, how you can retain that. So do you want to address those concerns?
Yeah.
Or
yes,
any concerns that you heard as well?
Okay. So thank you guys again. So what happened is last time when we had the meeting, I addressed to them, I'll be able to go over there, I'll check out the stuff, because I was not aware of when I purchased the property. So I had my guys go out, and he checked it out. He said, look, we could be able to get an, I forgot what the machine was called.
Skytrack forklift, and I can actually reach out and pick up. I got a 150-foot cable. I can pull them back up, but there's some I won't be able to reach.
Okay.
And they're not trees. They're trees.
Gotcha.
So there's a limitation on, we could try to get most of it out, but not every single one is going to be able to come out. So that's, and I'm going to do my best. Like I said from the beginning, I had no knowledge when I purchased the property, and I had nothing to do with that. And the second part is, I understand that they don't want to see a restaurant on there. And I respect you guys' decision, and whatever decision you guys make, I'm with it. But also, I still have blueprints from the previous owners showing about 14 houses, the condominiums, to be able to be put onto there, staggered on top of it. I mean, it's either going to be one restaurant that's going to, I'm all in on this property that I put everything onto there. So it's either I'm going to be putting one restaurant onto there, or I'm going to be putting 14 that I have the diagrams already, I mean, the blueprints and architectural drawings for everything. And it's either going to be that or that, and I have no other option. I mean, my initial goal is just to be able to put a restaurant, something nice up there, not to try to be able to clatter the whole mountain full of houses, take away all the environmental views and everything else that's going to be over there. Yeah, I understand there's no more trees, but I have no part into there. So it's either way I'm going to have something onto that property. And on the noise, I understand for a restaurant, but the same, you're going to get more noise to 14 houses. You don't know who's going to end up purchasing that property, if they're going to be having parties throughout 2 o'clock in the morning and have to wake up the neighbors across the street. They're going to be able to get the police called, or I don't know what's going to happen. But my initial goal is to be, I mean, we're going to make it quiet. There's going to be times. We're going to have regulations. We're going to try to keep it as quiet as we can. And especially for the outside seating, we're not going to be putting music, anything out there, to be live music or anything going on. If we have anything, it's going to be inside of the building. If we have any live music, or let's just say someone's going to play the violin or the bass or some type of, you know, quiet, relaxing. It's a fine dining restaurant, not a bar to go party at. It's where you go down and sit down and relax, enjoy some food, have a nice cup of wine, and just enjoy the beautiful view. And I understand their concerns of looking up this way and seeing the property, but like I stated before, I have the drawings, and that's what they gave it to me with it. They said, look, if you can't get a rezone to be able to put your restaurant, here's all the documentations that we have that you can put all the houses onto there. And then, I mean, at this point, that's all I have. And then, I mean, I had a couple of people from Point Rail come to my house. I wasn't at home, but they talked to my wife. They had concerns. I understand their concerns, but this is where I'm at. I'm all in, so.
Sure. One way or another, you're going to have a project there.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Sir.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant at this time?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Cody, I've got a question. So the zoning next to it is A1.
It is, and across the road.
And across the road. This originally, was it A1 before it went to R2, or was it R1?
Ooh. Well, it had to be A1 at one time. They might have switched it, but being a large track, I'd say it was A1.
Okay.
Normally, you split it up into smaller tracks if you're going to go to a residential district.
Gotcha. So with it being a large track like that, chances are it originally started as an A1.
It did.
Okay.
There's no doubt in that. I have seen the plan set he had. It did have 14 duplexes and also two RVs, which it can do on the original. So.
Okay. Once again, I'll ask, is there any questions or anything for the applicant at this time?
No.
Anything from you, sir, before we move forward?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. All right. If there's no questions for the applicant, is there any discussion amongst the commission at this time?
No. Sorry, I wasn't thinking.
You're fine.
Where I was supposed to.
You're totally fine. Totally fine. Do you have any questions or discussion, either one of you? Okay. All right. Hearing none, I guess we'll close the public hearing at this time and go to a vote. Since there's no discussion, I personally feel with the discussion, I mean, there's definitely concerns that I've heard this morning from the neighbors about the visual, and the only way you're going to get that fixed is somebody that's willing to do something with the property, right? I mean, because if you leave it like it is and nobody does anything with it, it's going to stay there. My initial thought, I have thoughts, but I think I'm ready to move forward. Sorry, I'm talking too much and I need just...
Can I speak?
Yes, please, Cody.
The applicant did call me about clearing that. He's got a large bill ahead of him, but he is wanting to move forward to clean that hillside off. It is a lot, but... anyway, that's just something I wanted to add. And he's been in contact with me ever since the planning board took a look at this. I will throw this in there. The reason it went from a C2 to a C1, or even it can go to A1, like you say, based on they want to control the light, the sound, what it looks like, the protection of the neighborhood. That was their concern, too.
Okay. So. All right. Well, I guess we're ready to vote, so let's see how we need to do this. One of you want to make a motion, or do you care if I make a motion?
Sure.
I would move for the rezone for order number 01-20-2026-01 to be rezoned as A1 instead of C2. With the stipulation set forth by the Planning and Zoning Board from the previous meeting. Is that fair word? From the Planning and Zoning, with their restrictions as far as cleanup, lighting restriction, that they wanted to see. How'd they have that worded, Cody? My intent.
They can't give a lot of direction unless they could even get the zoning. He's going to have to reapply, go back in front of them with the site plan, diagrams, stormwater, everything laid out, so they'll reevaluate the whole restaurant and how it fits in, what they think might needs to be changed.
Okay. So. You have something, and I'll amend my motion as needed, just so I need to make sure we get it correct, or do I just need to keep it to A1?
Yes, it's.
And if that's the way I wish to.
You're going back to A1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's the way you want to go, I would leave it to the planning board. They're going to look at all that stuff and go through it.
Okay. Well, I will amend my motion for the request to be for the property to be rezoned to A1 and not C2.
it does limit their uses quite a bit. So.
And then the plan would be just a conditional use permit?
If the board, it's still up to the planning board.
Either, to approve it.
Either way, if you guys rezone it, the planning board still can deny it if it doesn't fit.
Even at C1 or as just going back to A1?
Both. It's conditional in both. That's why they didn't want to give C2, because it's permitted by right. They were C1's afraid if that was the way it played out, that he could just say, you know, I want to do this. I want to have a dance thing. They didn't want that. So that's why they tried to control it to a CUP where they'd have input on how it's going to look and how it's going to be built.
Okay. And that has to happen regardless if it's A1 or C1?
Yes.
Okay. So at this time, I have a motion out there for an A1 rezone.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion before we move forward? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
An abstain.
And an abstention. So motion carries.
Thank you. Okay. Let me kind of get up to speed on our next one here.
Okay. So there you go. It is rezoned to A1 at this time, and then you'll get with Cody. And he'll go through the process for you to apply for any conditional use.
I'll explain it to you. I know you probably...
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
I'll explain.
Okay.
So our next hearing
and then Amber, one of you guys will get me a new copy with the.
Can I ask
you guys
a quick question?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand what an A1 is as opposed to a C1.
So you have a commercial rezone is what they asked for, and A1 is what the property was before it ever got rezoned the first time.
Okay.
It goes back to the original zoning of A1.
Agriculture.
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 Yep. It goes to before it ever was rezoned to a residential 2. It goes back to agricultural 1, where it started from square 1. That's what it was 10 years ago.
Gotcha. Hello, Brandon. You don't remember
me? I do. How you doing?
Christy Martin.
Yeah.
After the meeting this week,
yeah.
Steve told me that he had never seen what it looks like.
Yeah.
So I said, give me your address, and I'll bring you the pictures. It was not threatening.
I didn't take it that way. I didn't take it that way. Thank you for clearing that up, Bill. Appreciate you.
It limits their commercial ability. They can still do a restaurant, but it doesn't. And I can get with you later on that. We can just be happy to do that. If you want to come to the planning zone and just hang around a little bit, or call us. Give us a call.
My main concern is
that's his number one goal. He got a bid for almost $100,000 to do.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to our next one.
All right, sounds good.
You don't have any friends?
I hope. I guess not.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'm glad I don't.
Okay, next case number. 02-17-2026-01, whereas on February 9th, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning district map number G17, Branson Township, to rezone one parcel from O, Office District, to C2, General Commercial, requested by Anderson Investments, LLC. Parcel number 08-5.0-16-000-000-023.000. Specifically, this is lot 4A, located on 161 Calvin Drive, Branson, Missouri. With that, let me get you up to speed on where it's at. I think you guys have seen this one before. This is been back and forth. The developer of the property has got it up for sale right now. So, Highway 65, got the Bee Creek exit right here coming out of Branson, and it's all the way back up here. A little closer.